Mr. Keys himself. Bobby Lyle sounds so good on this Thursday afternoon. How are you today?
I feel great. Thank you, Sharon, and thank you for having me.
Of course. Anybody who lays it down in town like you, I must have on here. I simply must. How are you in, wait a minute, what city? Let me get you weather.
I'm in Houston, Texas.
You all are warm?
Yeah, it's almost 80 degrees here.
Okay, you're warm. Good, you're warm, you have electricity, and you have water.
I've got all of the above, and I'm so thankful and grateful, yes.
Definitely. You guys have been through a lot in that area, but, you know, you certainly did make this new project sound so beautiful. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that. I can't wait until it's actually for sale. I'm still about a week away from that, and I'm having my materials sent to the pressing plant to get them pressed up.
Okay.
And I will put a link on my website, and people will be able to come directly to me and make a purchase.
All right. Well, the cut you just heard, Spirit Song, is one of the new releases on the project. And, Bobby, I will tell you, I'm so happy that we got our advance ear on it. I'm like, oh, this cat is so the bomb. He is so, you know, it was just, it was what I needed. Does that make sense?
Can I share something with you?
Yes.
You are the first person and station to receive the entire album.
Oh, I'm feeling special right now.
You are definitely special, Chad.
Oh, wow. Well, here's what I did in advance. When I first heard about your Living in the Flow single, I told your record rep, you know him well, Neil. I said, look. When I first saw your name on his weekly sheet, I said, I don't care how long it takes. as soon as that project, because it was your project probably wasn't even done, we're going to have him on this radio. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we're going back about 5 or 6 weeks now, right?
At least. I mean, really. I'm like, we. And I'm you know, I won't say I stalked you, but I sure did say, is it done yet?
I've got some people right here in Houston that have been saying the exact same thing over at KTSU Radio. Is it done yet?
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
Ivory Flow, I serve no wine before it's time, and I took 2 years to get that project together.
Wow.
And because I had, recording is different now. You know, you send files out to people in different cities instead of everybody gathering in the studio together. But if you listen to the music, it feels and sounds like we're in the studio together. Mm-hmm. And that's the effect that I was going for each time I worked on a song.
Well, it came out pitch perfect. And now, let me ask you, because I know there was in the 1990s, early 90s, you had the Spirit Song Come Together. Is this identical? Are you remaking one of your own songs, or did you put a twist on this one?
This is a remake with a twist, with a couple of twists.
I thought it had a twist.
Yeah.
I knew it. Okay. Thank you. What did you do different?
Just the way I did the phrasing on the bridge, and just the way it went in and out of some of the sections, and this one didn't have the vocals on it like the original one did. So just little things. My piano approach was different, and because that song came out, what, back in the 90s,
yeah.
Maybe.
Early 90s.
I think a lot of the songs that I did then, this current generation needs to hear this music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if I recycle myself from time to time, it's really for that reason, yeah. To get it into the newer generation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's okay when you recycle a top song for you, you know. I don't see anything wrong with that, you know.
No, absolutely not. No.
If anybody's going to get a double blessing, it should be you, right?
Yeah. Did you get through all the tunes, or are you still working your way through them?
Look, I had to stop pulling cuts at 5. Because I ran out of time. All right.
I hear you.
Okay,
yeah.
Not because I ran
it's
out
a lot of
cuts.
Music.
No, I'm like, I can't, you know, I don't have the time to put the entire album in the system. Eventually.
In the system.
In the full load automation system.
There's, yes.
Our system here has currently 7,000 songs in it. So, that's, you know. But my point is I got through half of it, and I'm like, this is going to be hard, brother. what you want me to do? I mean, look, I can't put this on. So, but I will tell you, I do like Hello Maceo. I do like,
oh,
course,
yeah, then.
Yeah, I like that.
They brought the funk on that one.
Yes, and I do like Living in the Flow, your first single out. Now, you have a lot of flow going on here. Tell us what you're bringing to the forefront in the flow conversation.
Well, you know, I look at life in general like that, you know. If you're doing what you love to do, mm-hmm. and you're around people that you love to be around, then your life takes on a very positive kind of flow, mm. and you kind of ride with that as you go through your days and your weeks and your months.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm in composer mode, I'm feeling all of that. I'm, you know, if you notice, I'm celebrating my son, whom I lost in 2017, I'm celebrating the Jazz Crusaders,
mm-hmm.
most all of them have passed on now,
mm-hmm.
and that spirit song is dedicated to them,
mm.
And I've always been a huge Duke Ellington fan for my whole life, so that's why I did Sentimental Mood. What did you think of the young lady who sang on Sentimental Mood?
I loved it, and I don't have liner notes, so I couldn't ask you who it was. That's one thing about the downloads.
That's Tatiana Mayfield.
Oh, wow. She is fabulous.
She is from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Love.
And is this the first time you have had her on one of your projects?
It is. Originally, I had wanted Anita Baker to sing that tune, you know, because mm-hmm. she and I used to work together and all that. And she never got back to me. I don't know what she's doing, but I never heard from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about this girl from Dallas because I had seen her perform
mm-hmm.
in one of the Houston jazz clubs maybe 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called my friend at the radio station and asked him to track her down for me or give me a phone number or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, and I got a hold of her, and she and her mom drove down here from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I put them up in a hotel, and mm-hmm. we worked here at my house for 2 days, and the girl came up with some magic on it.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really did, Bobby. She brought it, and that is for sure. Her name again is what?
That is Tatiana Lady May, not Lady Day, but Lady May,
uh-huh.
and then her last name is Mayfield.
Oh, wow.
Mm. And all that muted Miles Davis trumpet sounding stuff, mm-hmm. that's my friend Rick, that's Rick Brown.
Mm, is it? Well, tell us who's
yes,
on
ma'am.
The project with you. Go on and name some names.
Oh my goodness, you got about a half hour? okay, you heard a lot of the horn players on the Maceo tune, and that's Najee is playing the flute, Gerald Albright is playing the alto sax, Kirk Whalum is playing the tenor sax, and Andre Hayward is playing the trombone. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get that combination of James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone funk.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And all that funky stuff on the bottom. That's Brother Marcus Miller.
Oh, nobody but.
Yes, indeed. He knows how to lay it down. Yeah.
He should probably have hot sauce with him and, you know, and some cornbread everywhere he goes. Because he is so funky.
Ooh. That boy is just, he's bad as he want to be.
Yes, Lord.
From Brooklyn, Queens, and just tearing it up. Mm-hmm.
See, the young ones, they don't understand what we're talking about. Uncut, unadulterated funk.
Yeah, we have to school them. We have to school them in the language. It was quite a project. I had Sonny Emery out of Atlanta. He played. That was him on the drums on the Latin fusion tune called "Feel the Heat," and that beautiful bass solo that was Stanley Clark. Let's see, who else was on that tune? I'm sitting here away from my notes, but I'm just calling it out of my head. Wow. You know,
man. You done called out an orchestra almost.
Well, the thing is, I've been telling people this is a reunion album for me, because all the people that I named, except for Tashiana, they have played on at least one of my previous projects. So I made the point that I would try to get as many of them as I could to come all together on this project and just send out the files and have them record their part on it and send that file back to me, and then we incorporate that into the Pro Tools session. And we balance it and blend it, and then when I got it all done, I send it off to my partners in Minneapolis, Minnesota to mix it. And I thought they did a wonderful job. They gave me some hometown love on that.
Speaking of hometown, you know, when you and I were chatting this week, you're a native Tennessean, Bobby.
I was born in the city of Memphis, yes.
Well, hush up. So did you know the Whalums and stuff when you... when you see Kurt, you know, he's a homeboy. You were small, but, I mean, he's a homeboy. Is that any connection for you?
Oh, yeah. I actually met Kurt in L.A. Mm-hmm. We were all out there at the same time because, you know, by the time my parents moved away from Memphis, I was still pretty much a baby, 1 or 2 years old. And so all the rest of my growing up happened in Minneapolis. But I still have family in Memphis, and the matriarch of our family, Aunt Julia, who goes way back, she just passed about a year and a half ago, and so we all gathered for the funeral, and we had a nice family reunion, even though it was a sad occasion, and... you know, there's still a lot of cousins and people left down there, so I still have reason to visit.
Oh, definitely. Well, I know that, you know, you mentioned the station at Texas, and I know Kurt is alumni, and they get favor.
Well, all right then.
they get favor.
And they should.
And I ain't mad at them.
I ain't mad at them.
So next time you come in this region, you know, you have to come by here and get some Tennessee favor.
I would love that. Absolutely.
We would love it too. Now, Bobby, a couple things I wanted to ask you. I'm listening right now in the background to Indigo Nights. Man, you just did that. You put the treatment on that, and you just really did.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you all, when you get this project, you're going to just love it. It is entitled Ivory Flow, and if you are a Bobby Lyle fan, you are definitely going to want to have this in your collection, because this is smooth and funky and contemporary and classy as the day is. Play it, son. I mean, it's just, you know, you just, some of it, you just want to go to church. It's just like that gone in there.
Well, you know, the idea for Indigo Nights actually came from one of my piano students. This is a guy, he's been studying with me maybe for about three years. And one day, just out of the blue, he said, "Hey, Bobby, I've never heard you on any of your records just play a kind of like a down-home blues." And I stood there and I thought and I said, "Oh my gosh, you are absolutely right." And from that day, I started working on Indigo Night.
I love it. I love it. I was like, yes! I mean, Bobby, I'm trying to be serious because I had a short window to get this done in. And I'm in that, you know, I'm in the headphone zone, you know, listening. And sometimes I'm so embarrassed. I said, I hope nobody's walking by. And I'm in here having a moment with this music. I mean, I know I'm at work, y'all, but you know, I just couldn't testify on that one. You just really, 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 you went to church on us now, for real. Boogie woogie.
Well, thank you. See, the whole thing with this, the other thing with this project is I want people to get in their headphones or ride in their car and go on a musical journey. And this blues is kind of like the palate cleanser after you've heard the whole thing.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
And you're going to feel like you've really been on a musical journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because took my time today to really listen, I was in a funk, and it just brought me straight out of that. I was like, I love this man. I love you, Bobby. Your music did it, and all those great musicians and people that you work with. Now, so far from, I just want to say, play it again. That's what people used to say when I was in the DJ realm in the club. Play it again. I like that.
When they had
too many drinks. But anyway.
We've all been there.
Oh, Lord. That's the truth. Now, Bobby, with the challenges and things that we've experienced in the last year or so, how do you plan to proceed in 21, and what will you be doing to push out Ivory Flow?
Well, I'm very optimistic about this year for a couple of reasons. We have a president who's actually committed to eradicating the virus, and that's going to allow the business and the venues to open up again, and that's gonna allow us entertainers to go out and play for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm optimistic. It may not happen till late summer or fall, but I don't care. I'm gonna be out there as soon as I'm allowed to be out there.
Yeah. Well, I figured that was the case, because it has been 2020 was rough. in terms of trying, you know, people trying to survive in fear, etc. And
there was no mandates. No one cared to have a plan to get rid of this thing. And so we got 500,000 people dead.
Right. And that is in itself is just unfathomable. This nation would allow
exactly.
It. Yeah, it's just too much, y'all, really. And one day when they have time to reflect back on that, you know, shame, shame. Anyway, now, so far, everybody who's heard Ivory Flow is on board. Is that the response you're getting?
It's been a good response, yes. In fact, on my website, you can actually buy that single. Mm-hmm. My website is called BobbyLyleTheGenie.com. So you can go there
and check it out. And, Bobby, you have been in this business for such a long time. And are there some things about it that are consistent with it's been this way always, and some things that you observed are better, easier, more applicable to you, the artist, the keyboardist, the pianist, to get your job done?
Well, the technology has definitely come a long way. The way we make records now, I mentioned earlier about sending tracks out to different people in different cities, and because the pandemic has limited the travel options. But there are other things like the outlets that are much less. The radio stations, the actual record companies, record labels, record stores, they're mostly non-existent now. So we have to find other avenues. We have to use the internet. Mm-hmm. And we have to sell products from our gigs, you know, after the show. Mm-hmm. So the commerce part of it has been compromised by all these changes and things disappearing. Mm-hmm. I hope one day all the radio stations that went away will come back. You know, mm-hmm. I may be dreaming, but that is what my hope is.
Yeah.
And I definitely hope a lot of these venues will come back.
Yeah.
The Burks Jazz Festival out there in Pennsylvania usually happens in April of every year. Mm-hmm. And so it was canceled for this year, but it's coming back in August.
Mm. Well, I would, and I know I'm being selfish, but if all the radio stations come back, that means corporate, that means people won't listen to stations like this one, and that's real. Okay, so that might be good in terms of that, but it might be the, you know, they have to, you know, come up with something different.
So when they were all flourishing, were you guys, actually put a hurt on you guys?
Well, I mean, it's fault because we all are seeking money. I mean, you know. That's how you keep it going. And, you know, we're nonprofit, and we're not on Wall Street. We don't have, you know, stock, and, you know, we are a single entity. We're not part of a chain. So we have to fight. You know, this is Nashville's jazz station, and if we had 10 of them in town, and I can't get but a couple thousand people to give to us out of a city this size, then we might as well sit here and sell hot dogs. And that ain't going to fly. I mean, that's not going to fly. I mean, you know, it costs money to operate. So
KTSU does that. They have a funding drive every quarter.
Yeah. So
and they invite people to donate.
Right. Well, sometimes having 10, if you're not helping and taking care of one, what difference does it make if you have 10? You're not treating one right, you know. So as I make that statement, I mean, you know, and I realize self-preservation. But because it was just send people back and forth punching on the dial. They'd be doing radio roulette, boom, 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 boom.
Well, hey, I don't even need 10. I'd be happy with one or two in each of the key cities. Just give me that and I'll be happy.
That's true there. And, you know, the advent of satellite and, you know, the different things that the Internet does. It's a wild world. It's a wide world out there. Has that changed anything for you? You know, satellite radio, and then there's internet streaming and all that. Has it? Have you seen that?
Well,
do something.
The streaming, the satellite stations like Sirius XM and Watercolors. Thank God they're playing my music, old and new. Mm-hmm. And that's some decent revenue, but all that streaming and stuff, that's like fractions of pennies. I don't even count that as revenue. And to me, that's cheating the artist. So somebody's gonna have to fix that.
Yeah. Well, we have to pay 5 companies in order to, and we're not paying the big amounts. We're paying based on our size. So stations have to pay. You have to pay for online as well. There are expenses to all that stuff, and that's the part, you know, people don't understand. And that's the business side of this side of it. You know, and that's why a lot of times it's important for the general public, the consumer, to understand that. They just want to hear what they want to hear, and they want to like what they want to like. But you know yourself as a professional, this is a business.
It is. And I let me just put my 2 cents worth in to say if you guys like the jazz that's being put down for you there by Sharon and the station, make sure you keep contributing to keep them on the air, because, you know, everybody's not a musician. But everybody responds to music some kind of way, and you know, you fall in love and you do various things, and you have the music to support those activities.
Yes.
So if you want to keep it a part of your life, hey, you gotta subscribe or whatever you need to do. Send in the contribution.
Make your check payable. Or go online. But most importantly, Bobby, even on your end, you all aren't doing that because you don't have anything else to do. You got to pay folks. And you expect to earn an income from it. So it's the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the same principle that what you work toward when you're selling your product is the same thing as us. So I think we're all fighting in the same boat. And, you know, toward the same cause at the end of the day.
Yes, and we're all dependent upon the people who listen to us.
Absolutely. So, really, we're just a great big family.
Yes, indeed. And I know there's so many people who can't wait to get to live shows again.
Oh, Lord.
We're just as anxious to come out and play as you guys are to come out and listen.
Yes,
trust me.
Because
I talk to my colleagues all the time, and we all have that same desire.
Well, I know, because people have been calling me for months saying, are you going to be doing since? I'm like, are we still in a pandemic? Have you had your vaccine yet? There's a lot of things that, you know, they just wanted the experience, you know, the happiness, the experience, mm-hmm. the thrill. But, you know, we got to think safety at the same time. And for y'all, too, you know, we don't want anything to happen to any of you all. Bobby.
Well, I just went and got my Johnson & Johnson shot last night.
Right.
I had to drive almost an hour to get there, but it was worth it, because with that particular brand, you get one shot and you don't have to come back.
Right. Well, I have one Pfizer and I have another one coming. And I will be in the Done and Done Club.
Yes.
And I'm glad.
That's a good club to be in.
Yes. I'm so happy you did that, Bobby. That is wonderful.
One of my piano students is a big manager in the CVS drugstore chain.
Uh-huh.
And he's the one who facilitated. He called me last night about 6:30. He said, hey, can you get there within an hour? Because I found a shot for you. Because he's been trying to get me to do it for at least a month and a half.
Oh, wow.
And I would just say, nah, man, I'm not ready yet. But last night I was ready. I said, yes, I'll get out there and get it.
Good for you. So, he's setting an example. I'm so happy to hear that, because I'm like, yeah, I bet, and I'll be acting like, you know, much whining as you did, because you couldn't go do those festivals and concerts. You better be the first ones out there getting it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and, that is, you know, beautiful. I'm so happy for you. Go ahead on, son. You're setting an example for everybody.
Yes, I'm aware of being an example also.
Yes,
so absolutely. I had to do it.
You did it, and I'm proud. And, Bobby, tell the audience where they can order the project, get it from, and keep up with you on your social media and stuff.
Okay, now the website had to be reconstructed, and it's actually up now, BobbyLyleTheGenie.com.
Hmm.
And even though the full album won't be ready for probably another week or week and a half,
mm-hmm,
to sell, the single is for sale as we speak.
Excellent.
And you can just go on there and click on it, and it'll take you to how to purchase it.
Excellent.
So, from the website.
And the project is entitled Ivory Flow, and I'm telling you, you're going to love it. I'm telling you in advance. And you heard, definitely. Well, listen, it's so good to hear your voice and hear from you. And you're sounding good in 21. And I thank you so much for your time and your talent.
Well, thank you again for inviting me. And I'm going to thank Neil for giving me your information to hook us up.
Oh, definitely. Yes, and he and I talk 50 weeks a year, every year, for the past 15 years, so we know each other well.
Oh, y'all are old friends. Well, he reminded me that he used to work some of my old Atlantic Records projects.
Oh, wow.
So we got a little history, too, yeah.
So he's probably older than I think, huh?
Yeah, he's not as old as me, but he's getting there.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Bobby, thank you so much. I wish you only the very best, and enjoy, please, the rest of your day.
Thank you, and the same to you, Sharon.
Okay.
And thank you for playing the music.
Absolutely. All right, thank you. Artist of the Week, Bobby Lyle. And, of course, the Ivory Flow is the project. And I just know if you're a fan of the Keys and Bobby and his just talented self, ridiculous.